Now, I want to speak to Frank Breheny, who's available to speak to us from Holiday Travel Watch. Frank, good morning.
Hello there.
Yes, good morning, Frank. Sorry, that was a bit of a dim line, but we've got you. We've got you now. It's interesting. They're saying they don't think it's terrorism. I presume by that they mean they don't believe it's linked to ISIS. But there are other factions at work down in Thailand who certainly disagree with the government. And there's a suggestion that it might be linked to some internal strife there. But regardless, if there's bombs going off in a number of places, it's got to be some form of terrorist attack, and holidaymakers are being killed.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, Frank, I've been commenting about Thailand now for quite a few years because the situation in Southeast Thailand reveals religious, social and political upheavals. And indeed, you may recall there was a huge upheaval in Bangkok, where the Bangkok airport a couple of years back was blockaded by protesters, and there was a subsequent military coup. And I think what's probably precipitated this is the fact that there was a referendum a couple of days ago which effectively seals the military coup's grip on power. And so there's a great deal of problems within Thailand, and many of the holiday resorts are not too far away. You know, in distance terms, they're probably about 150 miles from the disputed areas down there in southeast Thailand. But it is yet again another indication of political failures, failing to deal with problems in countries, which is obviously having a consequent result on travel and tourism.
So how will this impact on people who are hoping to enjoy 2 or 3 weeks in Thailand?
Well, it comes back to many of the problems that we found in Turkey and the Egypt, Tunisia and so on and so forth, which is, you know, can it be said that a destination is safe? Is there an implied threat to safety? Does it significantly change the contract that you've made with your travel company? Because within each contract, there is an implication that you will be safe. And if the evidence points to the fact that you are not going to be safe, then in our argument, our view, under the package travel regulations, consumers can rely on regulations 12 and 13, which is the significant change rights before departure. And it can give consumers the opportunity to have change of holidays or indeed refunds and stuff like that. But the difficulty for consumers is to actually get the travel companies to engage in that right. And I will say as a footnote, Frank, the new package travel regulations, which is due to come in early 2018, actually reflects that reality. It reflects the fact that if changes like this occur, then people do have rights that they can invoke. And really, quite frankly, travel companies should be listening to their consumers right now.
Do you think the hopeful holidaymakers who are maybe en route to an airport or packing a bag for tomorrow, will they be having major second thoughts, or will they be thinking, well, it could happen anywhere, I'm going off and I'm going to enjoy myself?
I think it's undoubted that, you know, it's human nature. People will be fearful of the difficulties that arise. And, you know, the mantra of travel industry and government, in fact, over years, oh, it can happen anywhere. Well, you know, what we've seen is over the last couple of years is that differing political scenes, differing issues arising in different locations has given rise to these attacks. And what we have seen in Western Europe is almost, if you like, a terror creep across our continent, which has been building up over the last couple of years. And so, you know, they keep uttering the mantra that it can happen anywhere. Well, yes, it does now, simply, quite frankly, because of political failures. And so, you know, the same failures that occur in Western Europe are occurring down there in Thailand. You know, it comes back to something I've said, I think, to you several times before. You know, tourists are not foot soldiers to normalize, you know, activities in countries. If there are substantial problems, as we saw in Egypt and Tunisia, they have to be dealt with before you can start introducing holidaymakers, tourists into the mix.
Yeah, people have their worries and their concerns, but anyone I've been speaking to, they've certainly been enjoying their holidays this year. They've been away, they've been suntanned, they have returned, and, you know, there's me sitting at home not getting any further than Donegal. But Frank, good speaking to you.
Always a pleasure.
That's Frank Breheny from Holiday Travel Watch. Let us know what you think. And maybe you are just about to leave to go to Thailand. Or have you booked a holiday in the likes of Turkey? Are you heading off happy as a sandboy? You can let us know. 90-333-105, 077-66-105-105. Maybe you feel more at risk in somewhere